This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm General Manager David Stipik. Spring is here, but winter once again never really visited the West, so drought is on everyone's mind, and it's the topic of today's conversation. University of Nevada, Reno Provost Kevin Carman joins me in the studio. Welcome, Kevin.
Wonderful to be here, David.
And you brought a guest, Loretta Singletary, with the Cooperative Extension's Living with Drought website and Interdisciplinary Outreach Liaison. Welcome to KUNR.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
Kevin, I want to start with you. Please open up by introducing your guest a little bit more formally and a little bit about the topic today.
Dr. Loretta Singletary is a member of the faculty in the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension. She is an applied economist, and she can maybe tell you a little bit more about what that means and how it relates to the topic of today. But more broadly, I'd like to comment on the importance of the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension as a component of the University of Nevada. It's really an integral part of our statewide mission. It is very closely linked to our mission as a land-grant university. We have cooperative extension agents and educators and specialists throughout the state of Nevada that are directly engaged with issues that are of relevance to individuals and communities, and really providing critical resources to help those entities to deal with those issues. And also, as you'll hear today, as part of that mission, we are really engaged at a regional and national and really, I would argue, international level on addressing issues that are of critical importance to society.
Thanks very much for bringing Loretta over to us. Now we're going to turn the mic open to you here for a moment. What brought you to these types of studies? What's the background that brings you to have such passion and interest in this field?
My background in economics is a good fit for understanding what's happening with this current drought and the larger context of climate change, certainly, you know, the economic effects of that on communities. But I have a long history as a faculty member with Cooperative Extension, and having worked in the field for many years at the community level, have applied the idea of stakeholder involvement in all aspects of researching pressing issues, and the drought is certainly a pressing issue. So.
It sure is, and becoming more so with each passing dry winter. Most of us don't really understand almost anything about this topic. We know it's dry. We know that we call it a drought. We know that there's going to be some ramifications for our lawns and our showers and our recreation. But other than that, most of us, we're aware of it, but we don't know that much about it. Let's start off by defining something. One term that you used, climate resiliency. Mm-hmm. You said it's different than drought. Explain the difference between what we refer to as drought and climate resiliency, kind of our key term of this interview.
So drought is one aspect of climate change that is, we believe, is occurring, and science is proving that out. Drought and flood, so climate extremes. And resiliency refers to the idea of the ability for a system to keep functioning, even under duress, such as drought or floods. And so part of our effort in these projects is to assess that resiliency at the community level. And both of the projects we'll be talking about.
Is the drought as we know it, what we consider just everything dry and no snow up in the mountains, is that more of a momentary or seasonal aspect that we see season to season? You see it in the bigger picture, longer view, I take it.
One of the things we're trying to understand is exactly how long this drought might last through the models we'll be co-developing with a variety of researchers and stakeholders. But we know that we're in it now. It's hard to say exactly when it will end. The projections aren't favorable, and so we're trying to work to understand how we respond to drought as a community.
And Kevin, with all the things we've talked about, research, the economy, there's so many themes that obviously are tied to water and this drought and potential for the growth here at the university, potential for growth in our community. We'll talk about the recent funding, the grants that have been awarded. How do you see these fitting in with the overall picture of the university and its mission and focus?
It's a beautiful fit, really, for many of the programs that we have. Loretta, I don't know how she does all the things that she does, but she's involved with a hydrologic sciences program and is a partnership with DRI as an example of how we are, on a scientific level, very much engaged with the issue of drought and resiliency, as Loretta alluded to. So it fits very, very nicely with where we're going as a university. I would also like to point out that these programs that Loretta is involved with and providing a leadership role in draws in expertise from throughout the West and really throughout the country. We have Ohio University, Arizona. She can talk more about her collaborators, but it's an opportunity to draw in expertise from really throughout the region, the nation, and the world.
Let's talk about the most recent news is these a couple of grants. Give us an overview of those two grants.
Sure. So let's talk about the first one. It was awarded last August from the National Science Foundation in partnership also with the United States Department of Agriculture. And the purpose of that grant is to study climate resiliency in arid snow-fed river systems. The project team includes researchers from Desert Research Institute, the United States Geological Survey, and, of course, University of Nevada, Reno, and Cooperative Extension. And we received $3.8 million to study climate resiliency and understand and assess the resiliency of communities, specifically in the Truckee-Carson River system. It's a four-year project, and we'll be using collaborative modeling to assess the resiliency and perhaps develop responses, policy options, and planning tools to cope with the ongoing drought. In addition, science tells us that droughts are usually followed by major floods, so we need to understand how to prepare for that event as well.
You used the term collaborative modeling. What does that actually mean? How does that differ from other types of models? Could you unpack that a little bit?
So collaborative modeling is becoming more popular as a way to bring scientists and communities together. In the past, science has often happened in the lab or on campuses, and Extension, at least in the earlier days of Extension, would then disseminate that knowledge to the public. And the collaborative modeling approach suggests that stakeholders have knowledge and expertise from being in the field dealing with these challenges on a daily basis. And so we tap that knowledge and that local expertise to better inform the models and the science as it progresses. So we literally co-develop the science and the models together.
This is University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I am David Stipik. We're discussing living with drought with Loretta Singletary from Cooperative Extension and University Provost Kevin Carman. This grant that was awarded back in August, is that getting ready to start up? What's the time frame?
So we've started, and basically there are three phases to the grant over a four-year period. We're in the first phase now. So we've developed a survey, which we're using to interview the organizations with water management responsibilities on the Truckee-Carson system.
Talking with people who are affected by the water systems there?
They're affected by what's happening with this current drought, but they also make decisions that influence how the system functions and that may influence other users on the system. So we're interviewing the organizations first who have those water management responsibilities. We'll also be developing and conducting an interview with water right holders, so individual water right holders on the system. So that's the first phase in the first couple of years. And then in the second through the remainder of the four-year project, we're actually going to develop a stakeholder advisory group, and we'll represent the diverse needs and the competing demands for water in the system, and of course the tribal communities on the system as well.
And Loretta, not only are tribal stakeholders a key aspect of the work on that project, the university has also just received a grant focused specifically on tribal lands. I'm looking at the press release here that says the university has received a competitive $4.5 million grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. It will integrate research and extension to help Great Basin and Southwestern tribal communities develop plans, policies, and practices for sustainable agriculture and water management. Tell us about this announcement.
This is a brand new project. As you say, it was just awarded, and this is a five-year project, and similarities in that we plan, of course, to conduct integrated research and outreach and bring the stakeholders together with the scientists throughout the project. However, this project focuses exclusively on tribal lands and addresses many of the issues that haven't received a lot of attention in the past with regards to how tribal nations access and utilize their water. And in particular, this grant deals with agricultural water supplies on tribal lands. So we'll be looking at a number of issues related to American Indian land tenure, antiquated infrastructure for how they access and use that water, in addition to reservation-wide planning around sustainable agriculture. And one of the exciting things about that is that we're working with scientists, researchers from Utah State, University of Arizona, the American Indian land-grant institutions. And, of course, University of Nevada, Reno is heading all of that up. But we'll also be working with the Desert Research Institute.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik. We're discussing living with drought with Dr. Loretta Singletary, University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Professor and Interdisciplinary Outreach Coordinator, along with University Provost Kevin Carman. Loretta, you mentioned the Desert Research Institute is a partner on this new Tribal Lands Grant Project. What role does DRI play in that?
Yes, for the Tribal Lands Project, we are working with Beverly Hansen at Desert Research Institute and several of the faculty that she will connect with our project team to bring the expertise on paleoecological research. And on tribal lands, this is a great fit because the paleoecology looks at data from fossils to better understand how climate change evolves, looking at past histories of fire, vegetation, to understand what's happened in the past and how that influences where we might be headed. And the tribal groups that we have already discussed this with are very interested in that and very much interested in providing that historical perspective as to what's happening in terms of drought and what they witness on their lands.
And so that's where the Desert Research Institute brings some expertise specifically to that to the table.
I think so, and it definitely complements the tribe's interest in honoring their culture and their historical use of land, honoring their resource base.
I'd like to point out also that these types of awards are extremely competitive. There's only a handful of them that were awarded nationally, and it just speaks volumes to the quality of the faculty that we have in cooperative extension at the university at DRI. To be able to successfully compete for these funds, it is a real testimony to the quality of our people.
Let's stay on that theme for a minute, Kevin, because the collaboration is a big theme. We've talked about cross campus, cross the system here. This is one of those projects that you're seeing is not just a cooperative extension, but the grants themselves have a lot of different departments and research aspects involved.
Well, Loretta has alluded to some of these, but again, we have these interdisciplinary programs in hydrologic sciences. I think it's wonderful. She mentioned having students from political science involved. The College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources has expertise in this area. Biological sciences. I could go on. There's expertise across the campus that have either scientific or policy-related expertise that play into this. I'd like to really, again, point out and give a shout-out to Cooperative Extension, though, because it's really Loretta and her colleagues that have taken the lead in pursuing these initiatives and drawing these folks together. And I see them, this is a virtuous cycle. As these sort of programs get funded, it's going to facilitate more and more collaboration and, in turn, attract more recognition and more of these types of grants, which the grants are not the end game. I want to point that out. It's really nice to brag about the money, and that's wonderful, but it's really about the impact that these programs have, and that is really what this is all about.
Well, let's talk about that impact. What is the end result to help serve the people of this region?
That's a great question. Evaluating what we're doing and how well we're doing it and where we need to improve is going to be a critical part of both of these projects. So we are doing that. And we are beginning in our initial interviews with organizations, for example, by ending the interview with, what do you hope to get out of this project? What do you hope to see in 4 years? And recording those answers and getting some input. And right now they're saying they need planning tools and they need options for how to survive and come out of the other end of this drought as a functioning community. For the American Indian Climate Change Project, we'll be asking similar questions, but we, in part, based on some previous work we've done on reservation lands and in the last few years, Cooperative Extension has done, we understand that there is a need for reservation-wide planning for their water resources, and that's something they've been longing to do. And we're hoping that this research and outreach will segue nicely with that desire.
Loretta, as we wrap up, Cooperative Extension has the Living with Drought website, which seems to be quite a resource for our region.
While we have projects that have more of that applied, hands-on, interactive learning experience, Living with Drought is more of a passive way to educate the public about the resources available to address drought. And so this is a brand new website, and Extension just launched this last year. And it offers resources to individuals who are concerned about the effect of drought on their crops, their livestock, their lawn and gardens, as well as community planning. And so it tries to provide science-based resources to help individuals learn about what they could do to better handle the drought, and also posts current information about upcoming events.
It is a wonderful resource. I was poking around on it a little bit myself just over the last couple of days, and I think you can just Google Living with Drought and it'll come up, or you can go to the UNR website and search for Living with Drought, and you'll find a very accessible information there on a range of topics. This is a good example, again, of what Cooperative Extension does, how they take the knowledge that is generated at our research institutions at UNR, at DRI, and other institutions, and translates that into real and meaningful applications and outcomes for citizens, not only of Nevada, but really for the region and the world. All of that has extraordinary implications for economic development and every aspect of our society. So it's wonderful to have the Cooperative Extension to be able to bring those complex disciplines together into really meaningful outcomes.
This has been the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. We've been discussing water issues and the drought in our region. And one of my guests in the studio today is Dr. Loretta Singletary, University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Professor and Interdisciplinary Outreach Coordinator. Loretta, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
All right. And also, of course, Kevin Carman, our provost, in the studio here, bringing a fascinating guest and a great topic today. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, David. I always appreciate the opportunity to celebrate the great things going on here at the University.
And thank you for listening to KUNR.